is Eva Cox for the latest episode in More Civil Societies, maybe truly civil societies. And I think I want to talk a bit about what a society is in this case, because it's something we seem to have lost. We seem to live in an economy. I've got a slogan up on my wall saying something wrong with that, because there is something wrong with that. We're not customers that live in an economy. We are citizens that live in a society. Yet somehow or other it doesn't get mentioned. We have new government departments called customer service. I thought we were actually citizens when we dealt with governments. And I think we need to start thinking about, after this mess that we're in, or the mess that we are still in, because of the virus and because of the fact that we've been closed down, is what is human society about? Where did we get this concept of the economy? What's the economy? It actually comes from a Greek word, I gather, oikonomos, which means the household, but it certainly isn't the household, apart from when they think we shouldn't have any debts. But we talk a lot about the economy, about reviving the economy, about fixing the economy, about managing the economy. And yet when you think about it, what is the economy? It's your job, because you actually trade. It's your job if you've got a paid job and you trade your time for money. It's the property you own. It's the money you have in the bank, or the money you don't have in the bank, or the debts that you owe to people. It's not about relationships, apart from maybe financial ones. It's somehow or other this mythical beast that's grown out of this concept of money, which is also a reasonably recent comment. And we get very excited about the fact that we actually have this thing called the economy, which turns up and money that values things financially or materially. But somehow, though, it doesn't deal with emotions. It doesn't deal with relationships. It doesn't deal with ethics. They're all called externalities if you look at the discipline of economics. It deals with trade. It deals with trading our time for money, our money for time, our goods, our chattels, all sorts of things. It's not about giving somebody a hug. It's not about feeling good. It's not about enjoying music unless you paid a lot of money for the ticket. And yet we talk about the economy as though it's something real. And yet what's real for us all is the relationships we have, is the people we live with. It's the food we prepare, we eat, we share, we do various other things and also have to buy. But that's a small part of who we are. The things that we buy have become far too important for us. So we turn them over, chuck them out in back lanes, put them in our garbage bins, various other things. But we don't seem to be recognising the fact that these are just material things and they're not the things necessarily that make us feel good. Now, what's a society? A society comes from the Latin word socius or something of that sort, which is the connection between us. Human beings are social beings. We're born fairly fragile, we need to be taken care of. So the relationships that we have, the way we take care of each other, the way that we rear children, the way that we take care of the elderly, the way that we pay attention to our neighbours, the way we participate in things that make people feel good, that's about society. Yes, money is important because it allows us to feed ourselves and pay our rent and various other things. But in many ways, it isn't nearly as important as feelings, as relationships, as bonds between us, as social connections that make us know who we are and what we are. But we somehow either lose sight of that all of the time. And we start talking about algorithms. Algorithms attempt to translate everything we do into numbers. And translating things into numbers means we've got to make them simple so that we can count them. It's no use having only one of everything. We've got to find a whole category that can fit together so that we can count 20 or 30 or 40. And yet we start talking about numbers. We start talking about percentages. We start talking about feelings and measuring this and measuring that and measuring the other so that we can put them into these algorithms and work out who we are and what we're going to be doing. And I think we need a society that's built on logic, feelings, ethics, and being people. And we've lost that somehow or other. They're trying to fix the economy, and I want to get back to fixing more civil society.